You know, there's a great Bonnie Raitt song where she says, "I want a man to hold me, not some fool to ask me why."
There you go. Hello. Come on, sad and lonely. Feel like I want to cry. Come over here and hold me, baby, and don't ever ask the reason why. I said I want a lover. Won't have to work to understand.
I always thought that was that made a lot of
sense. That's probably what she was thinking about, too.
Maybe so. That's true. But, you know, for instance, Well, are there any lyrics that you are particularly proud of writing?
I wish someone would care. And then there's one called Honeydews.
Yes.
Honey, do you see? While you're sitting there, two good legs, two good arms, your butt stuck in that chair. It's get me this, reach me that, fry the bacon, feed the cat. You're still in that chair, that's where you're at. I try to satisfy all your wishes and your wants. Soon these honeydews gonna turn into don'ts. So honey, you'd better choose. Do you want me?
I think Honeydews is on. I think it's on After the Rain. I think
it might be.
It came about because when you're not around your hubby, you don't have any honeydews to do. So.
Yeah,
I co-wrote that one too. See, I come up with song ideas oftentimes, and if there's a writer guy who's around, that anyone who's a writer, prolific writer who does it musically as well, and I'll give them a song idea, and I'll tell them what I have in mind about, and they'll come up with a song. So that's what I did when I came up with these honeydews. David Egan. David Egan. Yeah, he wrote Underground Stream. He also helped me to write these honeydews.
Well, you know, Ernie K. Doe wrote Done Got Over, and all, but you on your live album, at least, and I've seen you in live performance, and you do the same thing. You add a monologue to it that Ernie could never have written. That's your monologue. You wrote that.
And it came about because I was doing a show at the Marriott Hotel and up the River Queen Lounge on the top of the old Marriott, because they built another one next to it now. And these visitors, I don't call them tourists, these visitors were in town, and it was raining, and they couldn't get down in the French Quarter, so they were stuck to come see Irma Thomas, okay? So they came in and had their drinks sitting there, and they were sitting there like, who in the world is this person? And I could see that on their faces. I mean, I wasn't the jazz that they thought they were going to go hear down in the French Quarter, but I was giving them a pretty decent show, I thought. And somewhere along the way, Tommy Ridgely was with me on that particular backup at that time.
And great, I said, band leader.
Right. I said, Tommy, I said, follow my lead at the end of this song. So I started off with a Done Got Over. And then at the end of the song, we didn't stop the song. I said, continue playing the music. And I started explaining to those visitors who were in the lounge that night what the song was about and what we were about to do, what it was about, the second line, how it, you know, what it's about and how you do it and all that. And so I told them to take the napkins from under their drink, and I actually invited them to do the second line. And then after that, they come back every night. When you gonna do that thing with the handkerchiefs? So just go to show you can be bored one night, and the next night you never know what's going to happen. I just kept it as a part of my show.
I love it. I love that line that you give when you say, in New Orleans, we celebrate everything.
We do.
And then you give
literally,
the list.
I give
do you
a list.
What the list is?
Well, yeah, we celebrate frogs, roaches, mosquitoes, alligators, red beans and rice, okra, tomatoes, a headache, divorce, and when you're pregnant, the tests come back negative.
Hello.
And every now and then I'll add in whatever we're celebrating at that time. The only thing we haven't come up with is a headache. And figure out somebody's going to have a festival for that, too.
But that's good writing. Yeah, that's good writing.
You know, you do what you need to do to entertain. That's why they call you an entertainer.